Welcome to another edition of Mesa County News and Views, brought to you by the Mesa County School District. Travis Skaggs with our co-host, the Youth Service Center Coordinator, Ashley Kirk. This morning, Ashley, we're here at Straub Elementary talking to Kat Graves, some music teacher here at Straub, and the Straub Strikers. They performed at some of the high school basketball games. They were drumming on the buckets and whatnot, and we walked in the room, and they're doing a polka, and there's all kinds of instruments and exciting stuff for the students, and I know Ms. Graves has done an outstanding job.
She has. You know, I've heard a lot about her this year from just students and stuff, talking about how much fun they're having in music class and a lot of things that are happening. And then when I saw got to see the Strikers at the board meeting, and then they were at the high school performing at a basketball game, I thought, we've got to get them on the radio show. So very excited to talk with her and the students today.
She's got a lot of students, I think nearly 30, that perform in the Straub Strikers, and they're coming in after school, and we're gonna hear from the students. And the show used to be like Kids Say the Darndest Things, and you know, we're gonna hear some exciting comments from these kids, and you know, they really enjoy the music program here at Straub.
They do. I think, you know, the kids, it's just kind of a break in the day for them and a fun time for them to be able to get up and dance around and kind of, you know, hit the drums and play all different instruments, as you see here in the room that's fully loaded with lots of different things. I don't really remember. I feel like we had like risers when I was in there, and that was basically it. We would sing a little bit and maybe dance some, but being able to see what these students are doing at an elementary age is amazing.
We're here at Straub Elementary with Ms. Kat Graves, the music teacher.
Ms. Graves, tell us a little bit about yourself for maybe our listeners that don't know you.
Yes, so my name is Kat Graves. I am a first-year music teacher here at Straub Elementary School. I am no stranger to the Mason County school system, though, and I have been the assistant marching band director here since 2013, so that's where I started getting back into it. I was originally a therapist. Like, I worked in mental health until this past year. I decided I needed to do something different, and here I am teaching elementary school music, and I could not be happier with my decision. I love it here at Straub.
Talk about some of the things you do with the kids. I know Ashley was excited to get here. You guys were doing a little dance and polka before we got here. Talk about how you make things fun and exciting for these guys.
This has been a huge learning curve. I'm used to seeing those kind of bigger kids, so it's been a little different working with these little ones, but it has been really fun. We've gotten to play a lot of instruments in here. You can kind of see my Orff xylophones and things. We have gotten to explore those this year. We play drums, we sing, we dance. We put on performances, and probably my most favorite things that we get to do is the Straub Strikers, my little second grade percussion ensemble that we've started up this year.
Yeah, tell us about the Straub Strikers. I'm sure if our listeners have attended Mexican high school basketball games, they've seen them, but explain the purpose of the Straub Strikers.
Yeah, so the Straub Strikers, I just wanted to have kids have a little bit deeper experience with percussion, because I know I can't get to everything in a classroom setting, and it's really, really hard to make sure that everybody's doing exactly what they need to do. So I wanted to give kids who are interested a little bit of a deeper experience with that. So we've started out the year doing really traditional things with actual percussion instruments, and then we've kind of gradually gotten more and more theatrical in what we've been doing. So we started with our Orff instruments, our xylophones and drums, and then we did a couple of performances with that. Then we went to the buckets and we performed with the Mason County High School's pep band, which, again, being affiliated with them, it was easy for me to just be like, hey, Mr. Applegate, can we come play with you? And they were excited to be able to do that. We actually did go to two basketball games, which was really fun. And then our next thing we're going to be doing is what I like to refer to as rhythmic theater. So we're going to tell the story of Green Eggs and Ham in a very theatrical and percussive type of way with non-traditional percussion equipment, because percussion can be anything you can hit.
Now, talk about the Straub Strikers, and I guess, how many students did you have? They're second graders and practicing and preparing for going to the games and participating with the band.
Sure. So we practice after school. It's on Wednesdays. It is for about, I don't know, 45 minutes or so after school. So they meet only once a week. So really the amount of stuff that they are able to learn in a 45-minute time frame once a week is really remarkable. These kids have learned really fast, and I'm very excited about that. That's really great for our future here in the musical world in Mason County. So they practiced the songs. We started practicing for the bucket drumming that we did with the band in January. So they only had about 6 weeks or so of rehearsal before then. And really, we only had actual choreography for about 7 of the songs that we played with. And then they're just really good at following directions. So they just watched me for the rest of what they were doing for the songs we didn't have choreography to.
Now, did you choose the students? They select being a part of the Straub Strikers? Walk us through that process, and how many students do you have?
So I have about 28 students that are still with me now, but at the beginning of the school year, every second grader was invited because I didn't know anybody. So I was just like, I'm going to put it out there, see how many kids I end up getting. So I had about 42 that had signed up at the beginning. About 38 hung in there with me until Christmas, and then after Christmas, I've had about 28 or so that have been coming consistently since then. A little bit of attrition is a little normal to have some kids kind of drop out, but that's okay.
Talk about the excitement when the kids got to the game and they did an outstanding job, but I guess their preparation, excitement, your anticipation, and them pulling it off.
You're going to have to ask them about that. Like, they're the ones who are going to tell you how excited they were. I was excited about it because I think one of my favorite things is having my big kids and my little kids in the same place. Like, because my big kids, I know, were excited to see them. They were all like, they're so cute. And they are so cute. And they did a really good job. Like, honestly, I think that sometimes my little kids can keep better time than some of my big kids.
Now, explain what these guys are doing. They're not just hitting, you know, buckets. Explain the process of what they're learning and working on here in second grade at Straub Elementary.
Okay, in second grade at Straub, we are learning how to actually read music. So they have learned and gotten almost to the point of mastery of reading just the treble clef, so like the note names. We have learned how to read a variety of rhythms. Like, they're actually starting into what I would argue is third grade material as far as the rhythmic reading of things. Like, we've started talking about dots and what the dots in whenever you put them next to a quarter note means and all that sort of thing. We play games to do that. Like, we have an online program that I use called Music Play Online, and we play Rhythm Four Corners, where they have to choose a corner and then they have to listen to a rhythm, and if they're in that corner, they have to go sit down. That's a really cute little thing that they do. We play Rhythm Racers. Next month, we're going to do a melody hunt where I'm going to post melodies across the room, and then they have to go try to find the correct melody and match it up. We actually do read music. So if I were to flip my board around here, you could see that on the opposite side of this board, they have a melody written out, and they have to play it on the ORF instruments. So they're doing all kinds of things.
Now, I'm sure the students are pretty excited when they get here. I know every day's, you know, you've got younger students. Some days, maybe they're not as engaged, but a lot of fun stuff in this room, a lot of engagement, and I'm sure, you know, the kids like coming here every single day.
I sure hope they like coming here every day. I like coming here every day, so I hope they like coming here every day.
Now, talk about, I know you guys performed at the basketball game with the high school students, Winter Guard, or explain that for our listeners. You guys performed at some girls' games, had a lot of excitement. They did outstanding as well. Talk to our listeners about that.
About our Winter Guard program? So our Winter Guard program is high school. It is an extension of our marching band program. So if marching band, you see the people out that are spinning flags and spinning, they're called rifles, but they are actually just big blocks of wood. It's just equipment that we use in the color guard world, and they do a lot of dance. So that's what Winter Guard is. Our first competition, our only competition this year, is actually next Saturday. So we're going to take them up into the Tri-State Marching Arts Circuit. We're really excited about that program too. My kids have begged me for years to do a Winter Guard. I just didn't have access to a gym. So that's something that's been really great about working here at Straub. I've gotten access to our gym, so we can actually do that. I'm actually starting up a little tiny mini Winter Guard here at Straub too. So on Tuesdays, I have a set of about 30 kids that come in and spin and dance and get some musical dancing happening there too.
Talk about the collaboration with Mr. Applegate. You kind of mentioned you've been helping with the band since 2013, but the relationship, the kids can see it. Maybe they start with you and then want to continue all the way up through with Kendrick or Charlie Hunter and his music department as well.
So that's the goal. I really, really want kids to develop a love of learning music here at these little younger grades. So that way our band and our orchestra program can really grow. They have the opportunity in the second grade to do orchestra, and then band starts in the sixth grade. So my goal here has been to show them a variety of different instruments. Like, we've actually seen the physical instruments of saxophones, flutes, clarinets. I've got a dulcimer sitting on top of my piano right now. They've seen tubas, trombones, anything that you can imagine to see. I have tried to bring in physically here so that way the kids can see it early and get the interest going.
You kind of mentioned the career change you had. Looking back on it now, I assume you wouldn't go back and change anything and have enjoyed the experience and obviously working here at Straub Elementary.
Oh, I would not change anything. And I honestly wouldn't change the way that it had gone for me either. I'm not mad at myself for going from mental health into this role, because I really think that mental health background has helped me a lot.
We have with us Olivia Delisle, a senior at Mason County High School.
Olivia, talk to us about, you helped Miss Graves during the school day. Kind of walk us through what that's like and kind of shadowing her.
I love it. I love it so much. She thinks I'm not learning anything, but I'm actually learning a lot. I want to be a teacher, so that's why I decided to come here. And I think it was a really great decision for me because I've grown close with a lot of these kids and I love being with them every day.
Talk about what Miss Graves is trying to teach them and also you, in a way, working with the students.
Well, this is actually my second year in band, so I'm learning a lot too. she's teaching them bare minimum basics, and I've learned so much from her teaching them, and she always has something to do with them. They're never bored. They're never sitting there wondering what they're going to do next, because she knows every single day, even if she just comes up with it on the fly. It's always so fun for them.
How beneficial is it for you as a senior to kind of go through the shadowing and figuring out, is it something I want to do, something I don't want to do, and not having to spend, you know, thousands of dollars in college figuring it out?
It's definitely helped. I've kind of known I've wanted to become a teacher, and so coming here has really, like, put that in place, that this is what I want to do.
Talk about how engaged the students are, because Ashley and I were in here, you guys were doing class, and you're doing a polka, and the kids were excited. I mean, just talk about the engagement you see from the kids.
Oh, yeah, they love it. They are always so excited when they come in here, jumping up and down, running around, you know, how kids are. But they always love it. They love the dances that we do. They love when we play the instruments. They love it.
And then talk about some of the stuff you guys have in this room, because, I mean, it's hard to do justice all the instruments and the equipment and how exciting it is to have all this at Straub Elementary.
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff. We have all kinds of drums. We got tambourines, xylophones. I don't even know half the stuff what it's called. Boomwhackers. They love the boomwhackers. I love the boomwhackers. They're so much fun. And like some of the kids were saying, we have some bigger kids come in here and help, and they play instruments for the kids so they can kind of see what they're like. Maybe that's what they want to do when they get to high school.
Now talk about, you're part of the Winter Guard as well. You guys performed at some basketball games. Just talk about Ms. Graves bringing that idea up and then you students participating.
So yeah, we kind of decided it would be kind of a collaboration, like some student-led stuff and some teacher-led stuff. Like me and Patience, we wrote most of the rifle line work by ourselves. We didn't have any help from her. And honestly, that's part of her just teaching us in general. But we were very nervous to perform, but I think it went very well. We have a lot of new people, and they did a really good job. They were really excited.
Yeah, you guys did an outstanding job. You performed at a couple basketball games. I guess we talked to the Straub Strikers about their anticipation. What's it like for you guys as well, being in the marching band, putting all that work in, and then seeing it pay off?
It's great. It's really great. Having them come there, I think most of the high schoolers, I know them all, obviously. So when they came, I was telling them all about them, how great they are. They're great kids. They love music. They love Miss Cat. They were so excited to come, and watching them, it really made me happy.
And you mentioned you're a senior and kind of what you want to do after high school, but college choice and then the next chapter as you graduate here coming up in a couple months.
Yeah, I'm planning to go to Eastern Kentucky for elementary education.
We have with us Zane Strode, a second grade student.
Talk about the music class here at Straub. What are some of the things you've enjoyed doing here in this music class with Miss Graves?
Playing the drums and coming after school.
Now, you're part of the Straub Strikers. Explain what you guys do at practice and what you've learned with Miss Graves.
So she has a couple high schoolers that come here, and like we do groups. So like drummers go over to the right and some go to the left, xylophones. And they put like notes up on the board and we have to play them with certain parts of a hand.
Talk to us about performing there at the basketball games. What was that like in front of a packed field house? And you guys did an excellent job. What was that like performing in front of a big crowd?
It was scary at first because there was a lot of noise behind me. I didn't know if somebody was like going to mess up, because then I would mess up. Then I'd make everybody mess up, and it was just really scary.
Now, what was it like to see maybe your parents, your grandparents, or people in the crowd say you guys did an outstanding job and compliment you? How cool was that?
It was really cool. When we were done, I went to go get a break, and everybody just stuck their hands out and did a high five, so that was pretty funny.
Now, what have you learned being a part of the Straub Strikers? What's one thing you've learned with Miss Graves or through your teammates or classmates? What's something you didn't know that you've learned through this process?
There is some classmates in here that like are my really good friends that help me stay in this program. When we're in Straub Strikers, he gets beside me when we play the drums, and that's what we always do when we drum. He gets beside me.
Now, how much fun are the practices? I think Miss Graves mentioned you guys are here one day a week. Walk us through a typical practice. What do you do with Miss Graves, and how fun is it coming after school?
So first we have to get these notes, and we give it to her, and we put our stuff down on these risers, and then we come down and get our drums, and then she writes the notes up on the boards, and we do them for about 45 to 50 minutes, and then we pack up, and then we go to a room, and then we go home.
What other activities are you involved with? I know you do a lot of different sports. What are some other things you're involved with here at Mexican Schools in second grade?
I play football and baseball and basketball sometimes. Basketball is not the best, and football isn't either, but baseball is on the good side.
What's your favorite subject, and who's your favorite teacher here at Straub Elementary?
Favorite teacher was Miss Bent. She used to teach her, but she went to a different school. Favorite subject is reading.
Now, you're headed to the intermediate school next year. How excited are you you to go to MCIS?
Nervous and happy because I get to see all my third grade friends.
We have with us Malia Redmond, a second grade student.
Malia, talk to us about being a part of the Straub Strikers. What do you enjoy most?
Playing different kinds of instruments.
Walk us through some of the practices with the Straub Strikers. What do you guys do when you get here at practice with Miss Graves? And talk about what you guys are doing at practice.
So we just practice about what we're going to do next and play all the instruments that we're supposed to play.
Now, what was it like playing at the basketball games there? Talk about going to the games and playing, and how exciting was that?
It was really exciting.
What's one thing you've learned that you didn't know, or something that you learned new this year?
I never knew how to play different notes on an instrument before.
Talk about what you guys are doing with playing the instruments at the ball games. What's the technique, or what does Miss Graves try to tell you when you're using those?
She tells us what to do first and what to do second.
Have you met new friends being a part of the Straub Strikers? And talk about the relationship you have with your classmates, or meeting new friends, or just having fun. What's that like?
It's exciting, and I've made a lot of new friends.
You're in second grade as well. What's your favorite subject, and who's your favorite teacher here at Straub Elementary?
My favorite teacher is Miss Fiddle, and my favorite subject is social studies.
We have with us Maddox Peffer, a second grader.
Maddox, talk to us about what are some things you enjoy the most about being a music pathway or music class with Miss Graves?
I enjoy that we do a lot of things with Miss Cat.
Now, you're part of the Straub Strikers. Talk about signing up for that or going to the practices, or what was your initial thought when you wanted to join the Straub Strikers?
That we were going to learn a lot of things.
You guys performed at the basketball games. Walk us through that experience and participating with the high school band.
It's really fun.
What did you enjoy the most participating there at the games? What did you like best? Were you nervous, excited? What was that experience like for you?
I was nervous. I didn't know what to do.
Who's your favorite teacher, and what's your favorite subject here at Straub Elementary?
My favorite teacher is Ms. Speakman.
What's your favorite part about being a second grade student? What do you enjoy the most?
That we learn a lot of things while we go through the year.
How excited are you next year to head to MCIS?
I'm really excited because I'm going to have new friends.
We have with us Jackson Maines, a second grade student.
Jackson, talk to us about Straub Strikers. What do you guys do with the Straub Strikers?
So we practice playing, and then we go places to play, to like bands and like basketball games.
Now, why did you want to be a part of the Straub Strikers? What struck your interest, and why did you want to be a part of it?
Because I really, really love music, and I've been playing it for a while.
Talk about practices with the Straub Strikers with Miss Graves. What do you guys learn, or what do you do, or what does she try to teach you?
So she tries to teach us like drums, cowbells.
Who's your favorite teacher here at Straub Elementary, and what's your favorite subject?
Miss Cat and music.
Now, what do you enjoy most about music? Come in here every day, or whenever you guys come to the music class, what do you like most?
That we get to play different instruments.
We have with us Jackson Maines, a second grade student.
Jackson, talk to us about Straub Strikers. What do you guys do with the Straub Strikers?
So we practice playing, and then we go places to play, to like bands and like basketball games.
Now, why did you want to be a part of the Straub Strikers? What struck your interest, and why did you want to be a part of it?
Because I really, really love music, and I've been playing it for a while.
Talk about practices with the Straub Strikers with Miss Graves. What do you guys learn, or what do you do, or what does she try to teach you?
So she tries to teach us like drums, cowbells.
Who's your favorite teacher here at Straub Elementary, and what's your favorite subject?
Miss Cat and music.
Now, what do you enjoy most about music? Come in here every day, or whenever you guys come to the music class, what do you like most?
That we get to play different instruments.
We have Felix Himes with us, a second grade student.
Felix, what's your favorite part about coming to music class every day? What do you enjoy the most?
It's because I really love playing music for Dad, playing guitar, so I really like playing music with him.
Now, you're part of the Straub Strikers as well. Why did you want to be a part of the Straub Strikers?
Because I love music.
What do you do at practice with Miss Graves? You guys come after school on Wednesdays. What do you do at practice with the Straub Strikers?
We play the drums. We play xylophone.
Talk about performing at the basketball games. What was that like, and how exciting was it for you?
Very, very exciting.
What was it like when people were complimenting you, the band members, Miss Graves, people were giving you high fives? Because I'm sure you guys were a little nervous to start. How exciting was it to get all that praise and recognition?
It was really exciting, and I really liked it.
Who's your favorite teacher, and what's your favorite subject here?
Probably going to be Miss Cat and music.
Now, how excited are you to go to Mesa County Intermediate School next year?
I'm nervous.
We'll wrap up Mesa County News and Views this morning. Again, Ashley and I were at Straub Elementary talking to Cat Graves, the music teacher here, and several students, and actually exciting to hear from Miss Graves, who's leading the program, and then the students, how excited they were to come to school every day. And curriculum like this is why students want to come to school and be a part of STROB.
It definitely is. You can tell by talking to these students how much they enjoy music class and also the extra time that they're putting in the afternoon hours when they're practicing for STROB Strikers. So, and you know, talking to Miss Graves, introducing these kids to music and these instruments at a young age. So, you know, by middle school and high school, they'll, you know, hopefully our band and orchestra program will continue to grow. It's fun and exciting, and you can tell how much the kids really enjoy it.
Well, that'll wrap up this edition of Mesa County News and Views, brought to you by the Mesa County School District. For Ashley Kirk, Travis Skaggs saying, have a great Tuesday.